This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. CIA Director George Tenet is resigning. President Bush made that announcement earlier this morning.
I met with George last night in the White House. I had a good visit with him. He told me he was resigning for personal reasons. I told him I'm sorry he's leaving.
George Tenet has been a Washington survivor, serving in the top intelligence post under Democratic and Republican administrations. But the U.S. suffered a series of intelligence failures on his watch, including the September 11 terrorist attacks and the apparently inaccurate estimates of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. George Tenet will continue as CIA director until mid-July. NPR's intelligence correspondent Mary Louise Kelly is covering this story. And Mary Louise, why is George Tenet leaving now?
That's the big question. He has told us, and certainly been saying privately for a while now, that he planned to go in January, probably at some point, that he would not last through a second administration of President Bush, should that come to pass, or whoever was in the White House, that he wasn't planning to stay. But we were not expecting this announcement today, and we weren't expecting him to go in mid-July. To me, that's very interesting. He's not sticking around in order to play out who his replacement will be. Instead, his deputy, John McLaughlin, will take over and run the CIA in the interim. So it's anybody's guess. At this point, the official reason that the president has laid out and that the CIA has confirmed to me this morning is he's leaving for personal reasons. He wants to spend more time with his family. Of course, that will not do anything to quiet and damp down speculation over the real reasons. As you say, there's been a lot of heat on him recently.
No one ever believes it when you say personal reasons.
This is true. It's the age-old excuse.
Is anything else being said quietly about the reasons?
There are, I mean, as you alluded to, there has been tremendous pressure on him, and there are indications that it was about to get worse. He's stepping down in mid-July. On July 26th, we know that the 9/11 Commission is scheduled to come out with its report that we have every indication is going to be highly critical of the CIA. And before that, we're expecting probably this month, if not in early July, the Senate's Intelligence Committee has been doing an investigation into pre-war intelligence failures in Iraq. One senator on that committee told me recently people will be stunned by how critical this report is of the CIA. So we know that things were about to get worse for George Tenet.
We heard part of the president's statement. In the rest of that statement, he went on to say, George Tenet is the kind of public servant you like to work with. He's strong. He's resolute. A lot of people would say, had said, that George Tenet seemed to be President Bush's kind of public servant, in a sense, and he enjoyed an unusually long tenure as head of the CIA.
Yes, well, he's very well liked. As you say, he spent 7 years in the job running the CIA. He was the only senior holdover from the Clinton administration. But again, he presided during the two biggest U.S. intelligence failures since Pearl Harbor, arguably, 9/11, and then the run-up to Iraq. And we have questions now about what the CIA's role may have been in Abu Ghraib and the prison abuse scandal there. Investigations into that are continuing.
And he leaves in the midst of questions about the future of the intelligence community and possible restructuring.
He does. There's been a lot of talk recently. George Tenet is head of the CIA. He is also, at least nominally, head of the entire intelligence community with oversight over all of the disparate agencies that encompasses, the National Security Agency, all of the intelligence agencies at the Pentagon, other independent ones. And there has been a lot of questioning by the 9/11 Commission, by congressional panels. The president himself has said it may be time to see some reform in terms of how that works, whether one person can run the CIA day to day and also manage the priorities and budget for the overall intelligence community. We don't know yet how George Tenet stepping down may impact all of this. He said in recent testimony that he opposed the idea of splitting his job into two, that he thought one person could do it. So we'll see. This certainly opens the door to the possibility of change.
And is it too early to say who might replace George Tenet or where he's going next?
I think it is too early to say. The CIA this morning said to me they have no details on what he's doing next. There's no sort of great job waiting in the wings that we know of at this point.
Okay, Mary, thanks very much. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.